So first things first, I want to thank you guys for being so patient with me on episode 2. I know it's been a while since I put out any content, but there were just a few things that I felt like I needed to get together. The main thing with this podcast is I always want to be transparent and genuine with you guys, and I never want to be preaching something on my platform if I'm not practicing it in my real life. So without further ado, I'm excited to be back for episode 2 today. Today's episode is going to be called Under Construction. So before I get into the chunk of what I want to say today, I want to share the definition with you guys of what under construction means. Under construction refers to a building, structure, or project that is unfinished but is actively being worked on or repaired. So some days I feel like I'm ready to date and I'm ready to meet my husband and all that good stuff, but then other days I just feel like I want to be alone. I don't want to be bothered. I kind of get into like my own little shell and I just think about where I want to be in 5 years and if dating is truly going to be an asset at this time. And I was really thinking to myself, what is my whole mentality when it comes to dating? Because I'm gonna be honest with you guys, and I feel like a lot of y'all might be able to relate. I sometimes have a very pessimistic view on dating. You know, I find myself, you know, being in situations where maybe somebody rubbed me the wrong way and I'm just like, you know what, fuck men. Men ain't shit. Da 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 da. And I'm just saying all this negative stuff and I'm just like, how am I going to find my equal and how am I going to find somebody that is a gem if I'm over here constantly saying things like this or getting into, you know, a mood where I just don't want to be bothered and I'm closed off and I'm constantly feeling like I'm on defense and I have to protect myself. And the truth is I shouldn't be dating. I should take this time to genuinely work on myself and heal the issues that continue to pop up while I'm dating. I shouldn't have this negative view of men. Because the truth is, there are a lot of great men, just like there are a lot of great women. But my vision is so influenced by my past, you know, situations where now I have this tainted view on love and it shouldn't be that way. So therefore, I have made, you know, my own promise to myself that I'm going to go under construction. Because how am I gonna find somebody that is going to be good for me if my whole viewpoint is that they're a piece of shit? How does that work? That can't work. Because the more I say stuff like that and the more I put that into the universe, that is exactly what I'm going to attract. And I don't need that type of energy. So I've made the promise, like I said, to just kind of go into a hibernation, go into, you know, a repair of my own viewpoints and just work on the things that are going to accelerate me and bring me closer to the success that I know that I deserve. Pay attention to what exactly it is that you need. Sit down with yourself and have a raw-ass conversation and really gauge and think about exactly what you want. If you're not together and you feel like there are things in your life that you want to refine and think about and really work on, then your entire focus needs to be on yourself. The right person is going to find you. You don't need to find another being. You are whole on your own. Therefore, I know that it can sound scary to go under construction and repair. Like, I know that shit sounds a little sketch, but I promise you that it is going to get you ahead and it is going to attract the right person that is meant for you. Think about it. If your energy is dusty, dirty, negative, who wants to come into a home like that? Your home being your soul. What good person that is stable, healthy, and equal to you and who you want, that person's not going to want to be around your energy, let alone be in your home. Like, you got to think about that stuff. If you want somebody that is respectful, honest, loyal, communicative, mentally healthy, financially stable, mature, all of those things, you have to make sure that it starts with you and that you are all of those things before you go and try and date other people. Because I promise you, if you have a negative perception of your life, you're not happy with where you are, you're constantly judging and bringing down other people and talking to yourself negatively and others negatively and constantly comparing and having jealousy and all of those things will transpire in your life and you will find an attract people that are exactly at the level that you're vibrating at. So if you're one of these people that has this negative mindset and just might not be vibrating at the level that you want to vibrate at and that you know you want for your life, go under construction. I know that it might sound scary to be alone and completely go into this like vibe where you're just trying to figure out your own life and trying to deal with the shit that you're afraid to deal with. But if you don't make those sacrifices now and put in the hard work, I promise when you're years ahead in life and you're still vibrating at the same exact level and you're still attracting the same type of people and you're still in the same situations with different faces, you're going to regret not making that change now and not starting the repair work now. And you might be like, Z, how the hell do I go under construction? What does that look like? What does that even mean? So to me, what going under construction means and what it looks like is doing things that are going to elevate you, not spending your time on things that aren't feeding your higher purpose and aren't feeding your goals. Okay, so for me, that includes making vision boards. I have this Pinterest account and I specifically pin things that are either an aesthetic that I like or are speaking to me, quotes that I feel like I can relate to, things that I personally want, just positive things that are feeding me, that are motivating me to be better. That means watching things that feed your motivation as well. You know, don't be filling your mind with all of this like crazy shit on social media. Like, make sure that you're listening to things that elevate you. If that means sermons, if that means, you know, videos of people's daily routines, like whatever it is that helps you like get into a better space and give you ideas on how to elevate, do that. Journal. You know what? To be real with you, sometimes people don't always want to hear about your negativity and don't always want to hear about your problems. But you know who does? God. If you believe in God, go ahead and get out a journal and you can write a letter to God or you can even pray about it. What I do is I sit there and I journal my feelings out and I express myself in a way that sometimes I feel like I can't express to other people. I get all that negative emotion out because sometimes it's better for people to not know your business 100% of the time, because half of the time people don't really care. And if they do care, sometimes some shit hits the fan, y'all fall out, and now your business is somebody else's business, and they can do whatever they want with that. So sometimes it's better to just journal, to just get your feelings out if you don't feel like sharing it with somebody. Set goals, execute on them. Push yourself even when you don't feel like it. That one's so important. I find myself sometimes putting things off and I'm like, oh, I'll start tomorrow or I'll do it tomorrow or an hour. No, do it now. Stop putting it off, because the longer you put whatever is important for you to get done off, you are going to be vibrating in the same exact energy. Okay, we don't want no low vibrational energy. We want to elevate. So get the things done, because when you get them done, you're going to feel so much better about yourself and you're going to feel like a weight's been lifted off your shoulder. Also, detox from things that brought you to the point of needing repair. You cannot heal in the same environment that you got sick in. So stop communicating with those friends that did you wrong. Stop communicating with the ex that is toxic. Stop communicating with family members that might bring you nothing but sadness and anger. You have to cut those people off. Read. Educate yourself. Get self-help books so that you can understand what's going on in your mentality. These are all things and just a few things that will help you get ahead. okay? If you're sitting there being a goofy, creating fake pages to go on so-and-so's page to check whether they're doing better than you, you're losing. Stop talking to yourself negatively. Stop going out and getting fucked up with people who don't have your best interests and want you to be stuck in unhealthy cycles with them. Stop feeding the negativity. Close down and go under construction and mind the business that's going to take you far, because that is what matters. So you guys are not going under construction alone. This is going to be a journey that I'm going through as well with you guys. I feel like there's things in my life that I really want to focus on. I'm not where I want to be in life. I'm always aiming to elevate. And at this time, I felt like it was important for me to peel away from the dating scene and really just focus in 100% on my goals and exactly where I'm striving to be. Okay, that means getting fit, getting healthy, making sure I'm taking care of myself mentally and physically. That means reading books that are going to help educate me so that I can work on the things that I don't necessarily like about myself. Elevating, getting better, growing, maturing, all of those things. And I just feel at this point in my life, I need to be 100% selfish. I need to do things that are going to set me apart and put me ahead. I can't be vibrating in this place and still trying to date and meet friends and meet new people and all that. Like, I need to go under construction. I need to work on myself. When I think of the people that I want to attract and, you know, what that home looks like, the home being their soul, I want somebody who feels clean. I want somebody who is vibrating high. I want somebody that feels loving. I want people around me that are just a breath of fresh air. That is what I want my home to feel like, my soul. I want my soul to feel airy. I want my soul to feel love. I want my soul to feel safe. I want my soul to just feel like a breath of fresh air. And in order to attract people that are in that vibration, I have to be vibrating at that like area. I can't be low vibrational and then try to meet these great people, because then my energy is going to rub off and then I'm only going to be bringing those people down, or I'm going to attract people that are exactly what I'm putting into the universe and the energy that I'm putting out. So I just want to work on myself. I want to get my mind right. I want to get my body right. I want to get my soul right so that I can attract things that are going to be beneficial to me. So if you're listening to this podcast, I just want to speak life into you, and I want you to know that whatever it is that you want in this lifetime, you have complete control over, and you have 100% of the power to make it happen. You just have to make the choice, and you have to actually put in the work to get it done. Because I promise you, if you just sacrifice a little of your social life, going out, getting drunk, going to these clubs, you know, talking to, you know, these meaningless people that only give you temporary, you know, satisfaction, you're going to elevate. If you just hone in all that energy on yourself and setting goals and executing on them and actually figuring out you and figuring out what you want in life, you're going to be okay. Wherever you're at right now is not where you need to stay. You always have the choice to get out of whatever situation you're in, out of whatever feeling you might be feeling, and do better for yourself. The longer you take to sacrifice the fun things that don't feed your success, the longer you will starve. So take the steps today into going under construction and fully being selfish about what exactly you want out of life, because the longer you take, the longer your life is going to wait to get better. So I want to thank you guys if you've made it this far into the podcast and today's episode and listening to everything that I wanted to share with you guys. And I hope that this gave you food for thought, and I also hope that it possibly even motivated you into taking steps to going under construction and working on the things that you want to work on. And I know that it can be a scary place to be alone and really, you know, dive deep into those, you know, dark places that you struggle with and battle with subconsciously every day. But I promise you that when you take the steps into tackling that, you are going to be so much better. So sacrifice that now so that in a year or so, you can look back and be like, damn, I'm so glad that I made the choice to get better and made the hard choice into dealing with my shit. But as you guys know, this podcast is called Cut the Shit. So I also will be cutting the shit with you guys. And I hope that everyone enjoyed today's episode. And I really want you guys to get active with me and send me topics and send me questions so that I can put it into the podcast and maybe even help people that might need more advice or, you know, just topics that maybe you guys want to talk about, because the more I know what you guys want to listen to, the more I can give you that. So this is Cut the Shit, and
Cut the Shit.
I'm out.